Live, coming to you from the fabulous Ruby Studio on the Sunset Strip in Los Angeles, California. It's the Bob Dean Show.
Yay!
Today's just going to be one of those wing it from the seat of your pants. Hi, Sammy Junio.
Hello.
Woohoo!
Hi, Zach Herndon in Indiana, who is a great guy. I'm sorry about all this. Zach was he still is a member of our crew. I consider that, don't you, Samia?
I think so.
Yeah, and but when he left Los Angeles, I said I'll help you take care of your car. So I sold it to my mechanic, or I transferred to my mechanic, and it's turned out to be nothing but a nightmare for Zach, because he did everything. Everything was handled exactly the way it's supposed to be, but somehow the car got in somebody's position. It was in an accident that it caught off fire and it exploded and this and the other thing. So Zach, I'm sorry about that. I hope everything has worked out. Anything you need.
Way to tell them.
Hello to, we've been in constant communication. I'm just mentioning it here on the Bob Dean Show.
Yay. Yay.
And welcome Dennis Olson and of course Kathy St. George and Maybelline.
She was at the party. She's hungover.
I don't know about y'all, but I am stinking hungover and my legs ache because I'm old, and we danced yesterday for 4 hours easily. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking three. We were in the club. We all met at the Abbey for my birthday dance-a-thon, and I want to thank everybody who came yesterday and everybody who was there in spirit, because I got to tell you, for being such an ass, I am blessed with the most wonderful friends and family. And there must have been, 50, 60 people?
Yes.
And, they came to, we all met at the Abbey in West Hollywood.
And I get a great picture of him looking like with an ass, like that face that he makes when he's being an ass.
Well, which is all the time. But there's a lot of pictures and videos that my friends are posting on Facebook. I hope you all check them out. But we had an absolute blast. But the bittersweet ending was, I've mentioned many, many times that I worked, was a bartender at Wolfgang's Steakhouse by Wolfgang's Wiener in Beverly Hills, which last night was the last night at the Cannon Drive location. So there was a ton of people there, and Nikki and Sasha and Juan and Michael and Jackie and Henrik, all the people that I've worked with for years. It was very emotional because everybody, it's a really beautiful restaurant in a great place in Beverly Hills.
And it's sad.
Issues with the city and landlord and rent. It's not the company. The company's thriving all over the world, but I guess they just didn't want to friggin' put up with the bullshit of, as it is in every city now, the ridiculous rents. So the restaurant will be opening in another location. We just don't know when, so I'm off for a while. And let's see. But we all ended up there, and it was packed, and we had a lot
fun
to drink there. And
I was good. I only had one.
Yeah, you were good. And you were good, too. You had, two.
Go to the Abbey and dance till you're scabby.
And I'm not as flabby as I was. But everybody that came to the Abbey, we had a friggin' blast. Because I never throw a bad party.
No, you don't.
Because everybody's like, what is it? What is your birthday? And I'm like, look, it's not going to be 40 people crammed into a one table, because how people do that reservation table shit, and everybody always looks so miserable.
And this way you walk around and find your friends.
Exactly. The Abbey's a great spot. There's two bars. You can smoke cigarettes. That's why I originally started choosing it, because you can dance. We all meet at 1 o'clock, of course, a little slightly late. And it's a nice crowd.
Well, I knew I was going later, so I.
Well, it was a great crowd, but we commandeer that whole side of that bar, and everybody has their own tab and that sort of thing. So there's no discomfort. We just had a wonderful. I don't know if I hope everybody had as good of a time as I did, but everybody's just raving about it today, saying we had so much fun. But then of course leaving the restaurant, Dennis and I were the first to leave. I wasn't working, but everybody else was, and. I guess from sources, that's what started the emotion, because when we walked out, people, the hostess, Jackie, was like, Bob's leaving. She started, that really cute little brunette. She's a doll. And also, Jackie, I consider Jackie, thank you for being part of the Bob Dean Show. Yay, because she's the one that, when I first started doing the show with Sammy at the location over in Westwood, at the LA School of Comedy, 10835 Santa Monica Boulevard. We always want to promote that for Sunda Kronquist.
Sunda.
And, what was it? So.
People were crying when people were laughing.
And then Nikki said that everybody got so emotional, and there was a lot of tears. And I know that if I would have been there, our family. So we'll have to see what happens with the new opening. I hope that took place
Yeah, it's because if you take too long, sometimes that momentum is like in New York. They closed. I think it was Union Square Cafe, and then moved it. They had a good crowd again.
Well, Wolfgang's was the absolute coolest bar in Beverly Hills.
So good and the best happy hour.
Well, you know what? I hear do tell. No, we shouldn't. Have conjecture in this, but well, I heard there's going to be some differences. It's going to be much smaller bar. Blah blah blah. We'll just get on with this. Goodbye, Wolfgang's. Goodbye, all my friends.
And great toilets too.
Oh, I know the $9,000 Toto toilets.
I mean, they do everything.
Then the water goes this way and that way and this way
and
that
way. And then blows you dry. You don't have to do a thing. You just sit there.
But you know what though? There's toilets though. Whenever
Kathy takes a nap on those.
I do. I actually smoke a cigarette. I smoke like a cigarette vacation. After. It's so good.
Well, listen. There's people that go in there and. Don't come out for an hour, and it's like, but it's like maximum overdrive though. If those things are out of order and you walk in and they start going nyang, and the seats are going up and down, it's like, it's creepy. But anyway, yes, Ava Fabian was supposed to be with us. Hi Ava, but Ava got called.
Stuff together, and
well, we'll do it. You know, we'll do it as soon as Ava's available because she's.
Well,
just
now I drew a mustache on all the pictures after she canceled.
Anyway, I hope Ava. We hope you're having a good day. So we're just gonna hang out and talk shit. Now, for most of you that follow the show only because of the beautiful Kathy St. George, Kathy, can you tell us where you've been?
I've been in my home, mostly in bed, which actually could be good, but. It wasn't.
Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, sure.
Because what happened to you is very serious, and you were by yourself. So
yeah,
tell our audience.
It was about 9 o'clock. I just had pizza. I just passed the pizza place that was at, coming here. And I decided to hang this piece of art that I just got, see if it would work over. And I have really high ceilings. And I just climbed up on a little stool, and I was holding up, and all of a sudden I feel the stool going back, and I'm like, and the thing that's funny is in my head, because I recovered the stool and did the whole thing, and I go, man, I put this stool together so well. How could this be happening? That's what I'm thinking. My head hit concrete 7 feet from 7 feet, and I was unconscious for off and on 15 hours, and the people that found me did not call 911, they just stuck me in my bed. So
I ended up
with two fractured ribs and a hematoma. So I don't know words, but bear with me. But I did practice for my ribs. They gave me this, and I practiced with it, and I can suck three balls in one suck. See?
Oh, that's pretty cool.
It's all about the suck, not the ball. Oh, see? I'm already winded.
But now
there you go.
That's a good thing. You want to say hi, maybe? That's a good thing.
Yes, I learned.
Because you're doing better. But
this
was very serious. Yeah. In the whole world, when everybody found out that, you had that fall and were in pretty bad shape, everybody was very concerned.
I was in the hospital, and I have to go do these tests and put little lines together, and it's almost like taking the GED. But, and now I have to, they tell me I have to take a test to drive. And I haven't driven, but the thing is, it's $300 and no insurance covers it. So I said, I'd rather go to the DMV and take a test,
Well, Ava was by your side in the hospital and she was sending pictures.
Oh my gosh.
One of you with the sheet up over your head is just.
I have some funny pictures that Ava took. I am so sick, and I have two fractured ribs.
You can look over here from time to time.
I'm trying. I have two. Well, because you know what happened? I noticed that on this this camera, when I'm this way, it's not a good.
Okay.
But anyway, so what was I saying? Because I got brain damage. Ava showed up. I wish I could show them. Ava showed up, and I was waiting, of course, 4 hours and I'd gone and had an MRI after. First of all, I have to say is it METs? What are those ones that come from the fire department?
Oh, EMT. The paramedics.
Yeah, because I called 911, and they came, and they were so hot. They're always so hot.
What's up with that, man?
For some reason, they told me just to get rest and all this get other rest. Stuff. And I wanted to say, I think you should. I deserve a little something just for, you know,
little,
you coming here.
But
I guess they don't. The sexual harassment thing doesn't go well. So, turned out I had a bleeding brain and fractured ribs. And so I waited 2.5 weeks. So it was so long. But my friend Ava showed up and she went in while they put me in on the gurney and she tortured me, literally played with me like a doll, tortured me, put garbage bags on my head, put masks on me.
And you're just laying there like...
Covered me with a blanket and with
my
IV coming out and sent it to my ex-boyfriend saying, you couldn't come and visit once?
Hey, Kat, tell them how you know you have brain damage.
I see, that's it, I forget. Oh, this is true, and this is the absolute truth. I went to flip somebody off the other day, and I gave him a thumbs up instead. That's how I know I have brain damage. I'm like, what does that mean? So anyway,
girl.
And I'm dying to get up on a ladder because I got stuff on the floor that I didn't put up because I never finished that. And they keep saying, you know, they're testing my depression or something. They go, do you have feelings of suicide? I said, what difference does it make? They won't let me get on the ladder to hang myself anyway. So I'm sorry it took so long to get back.
Excuse me.
But
well, we missed you.
Yes.
We miss you, and you know. Remember, it's not how you feel; it's how you look, and you look marvelous.
Thank you.
Yeah. That marvelous.
You think I lost a lot of weight, though? I didn't eat.
You know, that's funny that they said that. Do you feel it? Because I've mentioned this story before on the Bob Dean Show.
Yeah.
But when the flood in the house and blah blah blah, and by the way, I want to thank Jennifer Diamond and Mike Lynn for the show last week.
Oh, I wanted to see.
Jennifer, they're back to Florida, but she did bring me a little. My mom and my sister were with us from heaven through Jennifer.
I wish.
You know, so anyway, but the whole point about what was going on is when I came really close to a nervous breakdown with all the financial breakdowns with the house and blah, blah, blah. So I'm going to therapy, and the first thing I go, and this woman says, Mr. Dean, the first words out of her mouth, do you feel suicidal? I'm like, no, I'm just really sad. So I go back the next week. The first words out, she goes, Mr. Dean, do you feel like you might hurt yourself? And I go, no, I'm just really sad. So we talk for 15 minutes. The third week, I'm sitting there and she comes in and she goes, Mr. Dean, do you feel suicidal? And I cross my arms and my legs and I go, let me ask you a question. I said, if I said yes, if I say yes, is there like a button underneath your desk and you'll press it and two orderlies will come in and throw me in a straitjacket? And I thought she'd laugh. And she just went, she was like twiddling, she was like, like this, and I go, I said, you know what?
I said, never mind.
I said, thank you very much. I said, I believe that I'll just go right back to the gin bottle because
that's what they keep asking me. And I said, listen, let me put it this way. If I got hit by a bus, I wouldn't be that upset, but I would not instigate it. Right. I would not instigate this.
I'm looking forward to death, but I'm not inviting it.
No, right. It's like, I don't want pain and suffering.
Well, we're just glad to have you back, and glad you made it yesterday, because you're just a friggin' blast. And now that I am unemployed, let's do it next Monday.
Cool.
Come over, and we'll have a pajama party.
Oh, Sammy,
if you can make it, Sammy, you know. I'm talking real pajamas, and spend the night if you want.
I have some good, I don't know if you did.
I'll make pork loin, and all kinds of good stuff, and we'll just lay around and eat until we burst, because that's the way you do it. Oh, and you can hang in the teeter. You probably can't hang in the teeter, can you, because of your head?
What teeter?
We got a teeter.
Oh, you know what?
Sammy, we got one of those inclined things.
That
are freaking awesome. Oh, do you?
I need that, but I don't know if it's good for... I'll find out.
Definitely ask your doctor,
because
the blood will rush through your head.
I used to use it in Seattle. I have a place in Seattle, and I had one of those. Because, you know, you shrink when you get old. And plus, I carry heavy equipment. And so my spine needs...
What? You're always dragging around that dog. And
no,
I'm just talking
for
about
work,
her tits.
For work.
Oh,
yeah.
Tits.
For work. Yeah, they're pretty heavy. For work, my makeup gets 100 pounds. And also, when I go to do my autograph signings, the boxes I have are over 100 pounds.
I want to go with you sometime. do an autograph signing. I mean, I'll stay in the background. I think that'll be fun to watch.
Great. You know, they have them here, but it's just they're not as good. The Midwest is where they're really good.
Yeah, I need to get to my friend Keith. We talked about Keith Garson. Hey, Keith. Hey, Calvert. Hey, kids in Nashville. But Keith is a big fan of yours. And he's got like every issue of Playboy, and he's just a great guy. But we need to get him a picture of you and one of your Kathy St. George lighters, which I happen to have in my pocket right now.
Yes.
This is friggin' awesome. Can you tell our audience how they can get their own Kathy St. George
lighter
that you got for me?
Yes.
I don't know if y'all can see that. But it's a Zippo with Kathy's cover, which she's your little boobies are covered up by a
bow tie.
Bow tie, an untied bow tie, and you got a white man's shirt. And
that's the one I reshot 2 years ago at 62. I reshot that picture.
I can't believe you're 62.
Oh, I mean, I was 2 years ago. Now I'm 107.
I know, me too.
Because it's just, I'm in dog years right now. Yeah, you can get them on eBay. There's a great, and they're like $16, $17, $18. And you can have them send it to me, and I'll sign it and then mail it to you.
That'd be great.
So I usually, or you can get it from me, and they're $50 because the signature and, you know, and then the shipping and all that stuff.
And, of course, you'll rub it up against your lovely
boobies.
My legs are so bad, y'all. My legs are killing me.
Poor guy danced too much yesterday.
Oh, God. But seriously, back to that teeter thing for the sciatica. I've got awful sciatica, and Dennis has back problems and blah, blah, blah. But that thing really helps. But today, I ordered from Nelly's Deli. Nelly's Deli, ladies and gentlemen, on Stoner Avenue in West LA, or Nelly's Catering, is the best kept secret in Los Angeles. It's
really?
Where I had my first job.
They're awesome.
You're Nelly?
No.
Did you see him yesterday?
Yeah, right. I like smoking across the bar. I'm the only one out there. There's like a million people, and I'm the only one smoking a cigarette. And I'm like, screw you. Anybody looks at me. But at any rate, I talked to Amy, the manager, because Amy and Jesse, it was my first job in Los Angeles. So I was a 44-year-old sandwich delivery boy. But it's the best kept secret in LA. And they're only open Monday through Friday from 7 to 2, the little cafe. But they do all the major catering for like UCLA and all that sort of thing.
Oh, that's cool.
And it used to be a transvestite bar.
Where is it again?
It's on Stoner Avenue on the other. North. It's north of south of Olympic.
Okay.
You know where Trader Joe's and Ralph's is, for those of you that know the lovely west side of Los Angeles, which is the only place to live. It's right around the corner there. But anyway, the whole point about it is, as I said, I got the convertible out, and my legs hurt so bad. It took me like 20 minutes to get in the car.
20 minutes.
That's the end of that friggin' 20-minute tale I just started, except that Nelly's has great food, and I went and got some
carry out. I'm starving.
But I had the convertible out, and I forgot how much I missed that whole thing. She is sweet.
I like convertibles.
Lucille the LeBaron.
Except they're bad for my hair.
Well, that's tough shit. When I had my Bonneville in Nashville, I had a 68 Bonneville convertible, and it was just the beast. It was so cool. And her name was Miss Ville.
And, I love names.
My black leather jacket that I wear, that was my Bonneville jacket. And I kept extra jackets and baseball caps in the trunk because people, you know, whenever a girl got in the car, especially. And if it was 40 degrees or above, and it wasn't raining, the top was down. I mean, that's a convertibles to have the top down. And because air conditioning convertibles is really what became their demise. It wasn't really Ralph Nader. Anyway, but somebody would be like, can you put the top up? And I'm like, no. And that was way before Uber. So I'm like, you can either put on a jacket and a baseball cap or call yourself a cab.
Now, the best thing I will tell you, ladies, if you get in a convertible, is the scarf, because it doesn't, it's not that it blows your hair, who cares, but it little splits your ends and stuff. So you put the scarf on, just like Grace Kelly or any of those people, but don't get one that's too long or you'll end up like
Isadora Duncan. Mm-hmm. I thought hers was a neck.
Well, hers was
a scarf.
A scarf. But it was the long one.
Too long, yeah.
And it flowed in the back. And
could you imagine going, ugh. But, well, where was I going to go with that? I think the scarves are classy.
I have the Hermes ones.
With the big sunglasses. And
yes,
the,
of course.
Well, so it's convertible time. I'm so excited. And, of course, the station wagon is still being moved from side to side. The Roadmaster, she ain't going nowhere. I put that car up for sale, what, 2 years ago?
Really?
Oh, what is it? It's a 91 Buick Roadmaster. I've had it for 15 years.
How's the gas?
It's not great on gas, but there's so few. It's like the LeBaron. I mean, there's so few of them left. Mm-hmm. And that's what they're like, you know, you don't sell this car. Because I put it up for sale for a ridiculously high price.
Because you didn't want to really
as I can afford, the parts are so hard to find. And Frank at Quality Automotive, who I've had ups and downs with, but I believe it would be a really
good. Maybe I know somebody that might.
Well, the whole point about it is he's looking for parts now, and it can look like the coat of many colors. We need a hood and this and that, but you've got to start putting it together and then eventually paint it. And the headliner's coming up. But it's just such a friggin' cool car, and it seats nine.
It's like nine the people. Ford Squire I had.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. That's what. It's that like was our first connection when I first met you when you came to see me at the Laugh Factory. I don't know who brought you.
Puberty.
No, I'm just burping up the Nelly's Cobb salad.
You weren't supposed to eat before.
I was hungry. But anyway, I forgot about that when we first, the night we met at the Laugh Factory, and then you came into Wolfgang's and we were chatting up there. Or maybe I met you at Wolfgang's and then you came to the Laugh Factory, but we only met briefly. I remember thinking how striking you are and what a nice personality you had, but we ended up talking about station wagons just like that. And you had a country squire.
And I have a friend that had a country squire too who might be interested in buying yours, but now you want to fix that.
Well, if the price is right. The whole thing about it is I would consider selling it if it went to somebody that I know that had the money and would put the TLC back into it, because it's just an extremely rare car, and you don't see them a lot. And the ones that you do see are all beat up like mine. There's somebody, an old lady in Beverly Hills, that's got one that's like showroom new.
Really?
Yeah, it's just like
mine. Is her name Miss Havisham?
I don't know. I always felt so bad for her. And that
me
cake,
too.
That old dried up cake.
But I want to be her, but I want to be a much naughtier version.
Well, I'm Ms. sure Havisham. You'll be able to do
I want to flash the people when they go by my old house.
You don't want to read that book.
You might as well be the flying nun then.
True.
Sister Bertrill. What was up with that? I've told this story before on the Bob Dean Show. Yay. But I love telling it again. Sasha, what bartender with Wolfgang's, he's Serbian, and he and his wife and lovely children. I still think his wife and children are imaginary. Because I've worked with this guy for 8 years and never met him once.
That sounds like my boyfriend.
But he and his wife don't want their children to be. They didn't want to bring him into the thing because he's like, we don't want our children to be around this kind of environment. Meaning me and Juan and Nikki. Anyway, the point is that we're sitting behind the bar one night, and this guy, he's an extremely intelligent guy, and he's got a great sense of humor. We annoy each other quite a bit from time to time, but that's just what friends do behind the bar. But he knows everything about music and, you know, and this and that. And he loves fucking Djokovic. Djokovic. He loves his tennis. But the whole point about it, hey, Sasha, I'm going to, you're not watching this anyway. But we're sitting there, I'm trying to tell him about American television. We started off with the Munsters. And I just remember the conversation going like this. I'm like, look. And he's intently listening to every word. And I'm like, Frankenstein is the father. The Bride of Frankenstein is the mother. Count Dracula is the father-in-law, the Wolfman is the son, and then they've got this beautiful cousin who lives with them, and they all think she's homely. And he's going, okay, let me get this straight, blah, 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 right? So then I go, and then we start talking, I'm telling about the $6 million man, and then the flying nun. And he's like, what? And I go, it's about this nun that flies. She only weighs 90 pounds, and her coronet, and she's at the Convent Santiago, Puerto Rico, About 3 weeks later, he comes running in. He's so excited. He goes, oh, I saw the show about the nun that flies.
Sister Betrayal.
Yeah, that she was annoying, too.
How about the two guys that were in Munsters were in Car 54?
Exactly. Fred Gwynne, who was 10 minutes already. Fred Gwynne and Al Lewis.
Played so great.
Can we just jump real quick? Because we only have...
As long as he doesn't have to really jump, he's going to be okay.
Wait, you have to introduce. Now, here's Dan Salson to introduce.
Just jump!
That made me have to pee.
I love that, dude.
Should a man remove his hat to kiss a lady?
Yes.
Yes.
a man kissing a lady on the street in greeting or farewell should always remove his hat no matter what the weather. He should be careful concerning his courtesy even, or perhaps I should say especially, with his wife or daughter.
Well, I think so if he's kissing somebody else. No, she said, oh, if he's kissing his wife or daughter.
And did he say on the mouth? Did they say on the mouth?
No. Just a kiss.
Or a slip of the tongue. Is it proper to take your hat off before you slip her the tongue? remind
take
me.
Take both your hats off. What are you talking about?
If you take an eye out, it's preferred.
I got you. That was like when Joan, my friend Joan, in the Fort Lauderdale. Hi, Joni. Hi, Gary. We were laying on this big, we had this big L-shaped sofa, and we were watching the season finale of Knots Landing. Remember when they used to have cliffhangers?
Yes.
And my roommate had this huge Doberman named Wolfgang. Wolfgang. And that dog, he was mean as shit if you didn't know him, but he was the biggest baby sweetheart. Anyway, so we're laying there, and all the lights are off and the TV's on, and generally I see her scoot up on her elbow to get ready to say something, and then I see the dogs stand up and just walk away. And she goes, Bob. And I'm like, yes. And I'm not even looking at her. And I go, she goes, do you ever let this dog kiss you? And I go, well, what do you mean? I go, I'll suck my lips in and let him lick my face. And then I go, why did he kiss you? And she goes, he just stuck his tongue all the way down my throat. So she leaned up, she went to say something to me, and as soon as she opened her mouth, the dog went.
Oh, what's for dinner?
Oh, and Joan is the one who Jennifer Diamond Highway, because I know you always watch. Thank you, and Mike too. She and Gary are the couple that I want to introduce you to that live in Fort Lauderdale too. So she'll anyway.
But she got a tonsillectomy there.
Oh, please! Oh, she's so cool though. She and Gary are the greatest. Question, please.
How should a man refer to his wife to associates and strangers?
Like these days, it's what my bitch or something.
We're going about what she said though back then.
Okay.
Yeah, of course. I know. I was just trying to.
My better half.
The little Mrs.
Wait.
But seriously.
The little woman.
The little woman. I guess my wife.
The old lady that.
My better half.
No, my.
The ball and chain.
This
is 1957.
I would love you to meet my wife.
A man refers to his wife as my wife, to acquaintances, Betty to close friends, and Mrs. Green to strangers. He never uses the phrase the wife.
Well, that makes sense.
So the little woman.
Well, do you remember back when we were kids and it was Mrs. Robert Dean? Is that just how my mother would introduce herself? Hello, I'm Mrs. Robert Dean. Well, you know, she wouldn't go, Dean, you know, but who are friends or whatever, but if it was something formal or, you know, you're doing banking or whatever, she was like, yeah, you know, Mrs. Robert Dean.
That's true.
So it's my wife, not the wife, because the wife is like impersonal.
It's the wife.
Like the wife.
Well, like you're speaking about, you're in a condescending way.
Exactly.
Do we have time for one more? Sammy's nodding her head. Sammy, Junior, you need to be on camera more with us, girl.
Yes.
Your haircut looks fabulous.
Thank you very much.
I wish I had one.
It always does. When a boy takes a girl to a dance in a public place where there is a check-in concession, does he hand her the amount of the tip that she'll need to get her coat, or should he stand in line with her, get her coat, and then stand in line for his own? Or should she handle her own coat herself and tip out of her own money?
No. If it's a date, the gentleman always... He should be getting the coat together, unless he's dumping him, or she's dumping him. But yeah, naturally,
takes care of the same time.
Picks it up, tips.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
The gentleman takes the thing when I walk in.
The ticket.
Let me have your ticket before I sit down.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, yeah.
Okay, where there are long
lines...
Where there are long lines at both check-in counters, why is there two? Wasn't it just a coat check for everybody?
I always assumed it was.
Back then they had...
Well, I guess they had for two, yeah, because... But now, that doesn't... Yeah, now they have one.
Okay, where there are long lines at both check-in counters, it is sensible and courteous for the boy to give the girl the expected tip and for her to get her own coat while he gets his.
Well, I guess I would see that if it was a.
I would escort her there first and then go get mine.
Oh, hell no.
Because I thought
it was one coat check. Yeah. That's why I was confused. But if it was two, I'd absolutely let her get in line. And
she wrote this in the 50s, but it sounds more like the 20s.
Well, but that's just it. That's what he's saying is that that's the whole point of the question, is that it is acceptable for him to say, here you go, Toots.
Yes, that's true.
Here you go, Toots. Here's two bits to tip the broad.
At any rate, they part, and the wise girl has her own tip money ready in case the boy doesn't think of this extra expense or she doesn't really want him to assume it. Where no waiting is involved, the boy may, of course, go and get a girl's coat with her, leaving the tip.
So, that makes perfect sense. Yeah. She's saying that if there's a line, just get in line.
But I don't understand that.
You want to go get in the car and make out. Do you understand? I'm sorry, babe. I mean, buddy.
No, I just don't understand separate coat checks.
Well, that's what I said. I don't think I've ever seen
that. Theaters.
I've had some good times in coat checks, so... I usually don't want the person going.
Well, it's like on the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, which I know people I don't know if y'all have ever watched
it.
It is the best. But, and there's that, see where she's working, there's a coat check at the department store where she works.
Yeah.
All right, I guess, our phone number is, because nobody's calling, you bitches.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to tell people now that they can call, because I didn't
just
know.
Call. I mean, you know, it's a strange Google phone number, so it might seem like it's not connected or whatever, but just give it a second. But yeah, please, questions, comments, recipes, please call us at The Bob Dean Show. Yay. And
yes,
our number
please.
Is 323.
Hold on a second.
Oh, I know. None of us memorized it either. It should be locked in your phone.
Who memorizes anything anymore?
Seriously.
Just put it in his phone contact, right?
I don't even know your phone number.
I do.
I know Nancy and Sam's number, and I already told Nancy if I ever ring you up at 4 in the morning, that means you better answer because I'm in the who's cow, baby.
You know what I learned today?
What?
How to give you a thumbs up.
Okay. Did you find it yet, doll?
I swear I was so mad.
323-300-4092.
323-300-4092. That's The Bob Dean Show.
Yay.
323-300-4092. Right? Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So please call us.
And if you don't call us, we'll talk about you.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to be sitting around with that damn phone in your hand anyway. So dial us up and tell us what you think.
Yeah.
We can handle it. We can handle the criticism. And we want to thank Dennis and Amy Vanderbilt's Everyday Etiquette, Sammy Junio for everything all the time, putting up with us when we're late. And because I'm always one bitching about everybody being on time.
I think you should give Sammy extra $10 for us being late.
That was my idea. I told you that.
I'll take it.
You're trying to take the day. No, I'm kidding. I said that in the car. I said I got to give Sammy.
I almost drove
extra $10 in there because you're not supposed to drive.
I know, but I just.
Honey, I've seen you drive anyway. The first time you came to do the Bob Dean Show.
That's enough.
The first time you came to do the Bob Dean Show when we were at the Westwood studio, you made a U-turn and with Larry the Soup Nazi, Larry Thomas. How's he doing anyway? But bring him back on the show.
Not married.
I thought so, yeah.
Yes.
But Kathy, is good friends with the Soup Nazi. No soup for you. And he was on the Bob Dean Show before. Hopefully he'll come again. But yeah, you made that big U-turn and came up over the curb and almost ran over my foot.
You know what? The curb moved.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
And that car's as big as you got one of those SUVs as big as a friggin' house anyway.
Yeah, well,
we could always live in that too. We could put yours next to mine and just put a tent across.
Well, that's what I did.
It'd be luxury living.
I put a broom pole across the back and hung my clothes.
Built
and
a hallway
then I had drawers. I had drawers all in the back.
Yeah,
it was really nice.
It's a nice car. And you take good care of it too. Because
yeah, until it caught on fire.
Your car caught on fire too, so did mine.
My makeup mirror. The sun came up over the hill and hit my makeup mirror and caught my car on fire.
All right, I guess we're done. Thank you all very, very much for watching and listening, and please tell your friends. Oh, this is what I wanted to say about Jackie at Wolfgang's. She was instrumental in every person at the bar that's over 40 that doesn't know how to friggin' work an iPhone or a Android. Jackie has hooked us up, I'm telling you. Trickle down effect. She's probably brought us half of our listeners. Thank you.
Wow.
Because she goes, at least a giant percentage of them.
That's great.
Because she gets she'll come up to the bar and very, very quietly and guide them right through. And she goes, there you go, you're connected. And I know she's done that more than 100 times. So thanks, Jack.
See, I keep forgetting we're live now as opposed to, you know, so I got to remember that.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, because I would.
I mean, I always forget it too.
To watch for it.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Yeah, okay, that's right. Okay.
Usually it was Friday.
See, I'm such a dick. Well, no, it still is.
It
comes out on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and on Friday evening. But it's live now. So it goes directly to
YouTube.
We're
not, but it is.
And Facebook, or just YouTube?
It's live on YouTube, but the link is on Facebook.
It's on Facebook. Anyway, we got to send us some advertisers, people. We're ready to start buying convertibles and houses with pools. Anyway, okay, I guess that's it. Love you all very much.
And the brain damage, if there is any.
Yes, please.
I'm looking.
Yeah, right.
You have to buy a house because you can't steal one.
Nobody can afford a friggin' house in this town. That's where everybody's trying to move to Nashville.
I'm going to North Carolina, I think.
And so is everybody else. Okay, that's it.